This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Yeah, welcome, Mark. And welcome, studio audience. Welcome, listeners. This is Detours coming out of the studios of Joy 94.9 in City Village.
Yeah, and welcome to this weekend. It's a, I would love to say beautiful day, but it is in my mind, and that's as far as I'm planning to travel when it comes to weather-wise today.
Do you know, the powers of positive thinking go hand-in-hand with travel. I think we've all had our disasters, haven't we, where things haven't gone right, and we've thought about the next step, and they've come good again.
Yeah. The old expression is, you can't polish a turd, but you can roll it in glitter.
I've seen many of them in my days, don't worry about that.
All right, so let's get on to today's topic. We have a fantastic interview that we're about to play for everybody, an amazing foursome called the Lycra Lovin' Team. They are going out of their way to raise some money, and they're also going 100 kilometres away, and then they're coming back.
They're definitely coming back.
Yeah, so we're not going to tell you any more. We're going to let them speak for themselves. But today we're speaking about the Lycra Lovin' Team, who's an amazing bunch of guys. We got to interview three of the four of them, and we're about to hear from them themselves.
It's certainly been some hard slog, yeah.
But there's a reason for the slog, isn't it? You're not just doing this for vanity and to look good in Lycra. There's a real cause, isn't there?
In fact, I would say it's really not for vanity. the cause that we're doing it for is actually to benefit Peter Max Cancer Research Centre. So what we're trying to do is we're trying to have a little bit of fun along the way and raise $16,000 to go towards researching new treatments for cancer and also to treat cancer patients.
Where did the $16,000 number come from? Is there a specific thing that you're raising funds for?
So in the process of registering for the ride, every rider nominates a target that they want to hit. And so each member of our team has nominated a target amount, and we add all those amounts together to reach that $16,000.
And how can Joy listeners help you reach that? Tell us all now, and because we're going to ask you again and again, and we're going to make sure the message gets across. There's $16,000. I'm sure you haven't made it today.
We absolutely haven't made it, actually.
And
we
how can Joy listeners help?
We haven't
help?
Even broken the $10,000 mark, so we're struggling along, but we do need a bit of help to get there. We've set up a website which makes it really easy to make a tax-deductible donation. And the website is lycralovinteam.org.au. So if you visit the website, you'll be able to read all about our team, and also it makes it very easy to make a donation.
So who had the first concept, who had the nucleus of the idea for this ride?
Our ride, start again. I saw on Facebook Ben was talking about doing this ride and getting back into cycling. And this Ben's story basically sold it for me, and I signed up on the ride with him, and then come home and told my flatmate, and he was in,
and I was roped in,
corralled in, and then I think just in passing conversation, I was talking to Craig about it, and Craig joined up too.
The sheer enthusiasm of Ben and Brent has gotten this team together and has kept us on the right path through the journey.
Yeah, it's a huge amount of training. Well, tell us about your training.
So we started training. We just started off as, hey, let's do a few fun little practice rides.
To keep from North Kew to South Kew, are we talking
about? Oh, we've been meeting in the city at Flinders Street Station.
Yeah, so we start out at Flinders Street Station, and each time we try and have a different destination. So, you know, you get to see a bit of bike track that you've never seen before, or perhaps part of town that you've never seen before. And we usually do a bit of a loop and come back So then we can all get home on the train once we're a bit tired. yeah, but we've been doing that pretty much every weekend, every Saturday. Getting out for a ride. And the times when we aren't riding, we've been doing some fundraising as well. Like we've had a couple fundraising barbecues and we've got a couple more coming up.
I'm going to ask again, what's that website that Joy listeners can log on to and then pledge donation?
Yeah, lycraloveinteam.org.au.
And that's Lycra Lovin, no G.
No G.
LycraLovinTeam.org.au.
Just like Grease Lightning.
Like all y'all.
We could have Andrew spell it out in his best radio voice.
Now, you're on Detours with Craig, Brent and Andrew. I'm Greg and this is Mark. And we're talking with three of the four members of LycraLovinTeam. What do you know about each other that you didn't know before you started training for this fundraising event?
Ben has amazing calves. No, I'm serious. He has amazing calves, and from what he tells us, they're about half of what they used to be. I have never seen calves like that on a human before.
And I thought you liked my legs.
Well, I do as well.
That begs the question, what other animal have you seen calves like that on?
None that I'm willing to say here.
I don't know. I think riding with Andrew, I live with Andrew as a flatmate, and then going out different mornings, we've just had conversations together riding through leafy streets of just inner Melbourne, even on the way to the city for a meetup, that I haven't delved into those conversations before, so it's that's like, different too.
I totally agree with you. It's like one of those things where you actually, even though you're out in the open, you kind of, because we're riding together and doing something together, I kind of feel like we're in this, like, little safe space where we can, like, chat about anything and probably the whole street is listening to us. But I suppose that doesn't really matter. It's actually been really good because you kind of talk about exactly what's on your mind and if you get frustrated, you just pedal a bit harder.
But it's not all fun, isn't it? I mean, this effort that you're putting in and this money that you're so generously raising comes from a very personal place, both for Craig and Ben. And I know that these stories might be a bit personal. What can you share of those with the listeners we have today?
So Ben's story is actually really quite amazing. Ben injured his back a while ago and has been on the road to recovery ever since. And he's doing this ride has been really quite an achievement for him.
That's amazing.
And that's one of the reasons why he wanted to get a team together. It's one of the reasons why I was so enthusiastic to join the team, because it was something that was so big. Then after we had formed the team, Ben's father was diagnosed with cancer. So it all of a sudden gave us a much, much more important reason to ride. So, I mean, I'm just sharing on Ben's behalf because he's not here.
Yeah, thank you for that. Yeah, we appreciate that. But Craig, you as well have had family history with cancer.
Yes, in the last 12 months, both my parents were diagnosed with cancer. My mum was diagnosed with breast cancer almost a year ago. It was actually a year ago last month. And she had to have an operation, and I postponed my master's degree to move back home to look after her while she recovered. And my father was diagnosed with prostate cancer from a regular checkup, which everyone should do. And he had a surgery as well, but he lives in another state, so I wasn't able to be with him to help him recover.
It's a really important point that cancer doesn't just affect the person who is inflicted with this horrible thing. It affects everybody around them as well. Caring and being stressed and how people are impacted with this illness is amazing. So you've got personal stories and you're putting this all together into this amazing gift you're giving people who are going through that, through Peter Mac. Tell us more about how things were benefiting you and your mother and your father through organisations like Peter Mac that other people had done similar things prior.
Well, I know that when, I can't speak specifically for my dad, but when my mother was diagnosed, she went into hospital and she didn't really know much about what was happening or anything like that, but they gave her all these care packages and all this information and and she had an amazing abundance of support through the hospital and all the organisations that were affiliated with it that really just helped her through everything and helped her understand so that she wasn't in the dark when she went through this right. process, and they've been nothing but amazing for her and her recovery.
It's very reassuring.
Now, your parents go through their journeys. Everyone does it individually, but they also share it with their partners. In this case, they're separated by distance, but they're going through a similar journey. And you're part of this too. What's it been like? What's the detour for you like around understanding cancer and understanding its impact on people?
It was really horrible. I guess for me, it was the first time I kind of realised that my parents were, I guess, mortal, and that they're getting older and things might actually happen to them. It was a real struggle to get through. It was a good couple of weeks until I had to get around the fact that Mum was actually okay after her operation and things like that.
And this inspires you to ride and get up early in the morning, even through a miserable winter?
Yes, it does. I love my mum and my dad, and, you know, this is just something that I would, you know, obviously do for them without batting an eyelid.
You're on Detours. That's a fabulous interview we have with the Like a Loving team, Brent, Andrew, Craig, and, of course, Ben, who was missing from the interview, but I actually caught up with him last night, and Ben is so impassioned about this raising money for cancer that they're doing. Fabulous stuff. We thought we'd play a little bit of music.
Fabulous, and a little bit of respect.
And respect to the guys. This is for you, gentlemen. I reckon you know what it is. Here we go. You're on Joy 94.9.
Joy.
94.9.
You're on Detours with Mark and Greg, and today's a day where people can actually contribute in a range of different ways. SMS 0427 Joy949 or email onair@joy.org.au, or they can contribute another way, Mark.
Absolutely. The Lycra Loving team have a website, and you'll hear about it in the interview, but just to make sure the message is clear, and we want to really encourage all our Joy listeners to donate, go to lycralovingteam.org.au. The four of them are profiled on there. They're all trying to raise money. There's a bar chart. There are a couple that are a bit behind. Let's help them get to their goal. They're doing a fantastic thing. They're spending a lot of their own time and effort. And we as the Joy community can pitch in together and get them where they need to go to give the Peter Mac the money they need. Let's listen to the guys a bit more.
And talking about going the extra mile, how many kilometres have you already chalked up?
Brent is our official counter because he's the only one who has a cycling computer on his bike at the moment.
Do you have a spreadsheet? I want to know, do you have a spreadsheet? You have a spreadsheet, don't you?
Do you?
You have a spreadsheet,
yes,
don't
I do.
You?
Yes, I'm the OCD. I'm the OCD one of the group.
So how many kilometres? Do you know?
No, I don't.
You do know. You do know. No, don't deny it now.
No, I don't actually. All I know is we did 72 on the weekend just past.
We usually average between about 50 and 60 on a Saturday.
Yeah.
So,
but as far as combined distance together, I don't know. I feel a bit remiss now. I do not know that. Now you've pulled my spreadsheet out and embarrassed me.
No, the spreadsheet is a good thing. You're not the only person that has closet spreadsheets. Closet
spreadsheet. No, you haven't gathered. You're on Detours. We're listening to the guys that are behind Lycra Loving. What's it called?
Like a loving team.
That's right. And they're Ride to Conquer Cancer 2012. And that's Brent's intestines.
Right, that's going to be edited. Don't worry. So do you want to do
Okay. If you haven't gathered, you're with Detours. I'm Greg with Mark. And we're with the guys from Like a Loving Team who are riding for Conquering Cancer in 2012. Craig, Brent, and Andrew. Missing is Ben, but tell us about Ben. How does he inspire you?
Ben and the amazing calves. What's Ben up to?
Ben actually really inspires me because he's so determined. He's so determined to make sure that we all get to the starting line, and he's so determined to make sure that his to be there for his parents. His father was diagnosed with cancer, so he's really sacrificed a lot to try and be there for them. And also, I mean, everybody has their own little show of determination about something, and I think this has brought out determination in all of us.
Well, cycling's a fantastic sport. We get to see it on TV with the Tour de France and things like that, which is fantastic. But they have cars. Where can we go to see you? And when can we go to see you go through this amazing event?
Well, we start riding from Albert Park. Right. And we ride through a course which currently is still under wraps, actually.
Okay. What about the date? When can people get there? Thermos of tea and their Mettler sandwich, the travel rug on,
and our Jordan t-shirts. And
yeah, we would love, we would actually love if you could come on to Albert Park on the morning, the Saturday morning,
October the 27th.
And just wave us off at Albert Park. Wish us a good journey.
What happens then? After we've waved you off, where can we get into our cars and then drive to the next spot and find you? Because this isn't just a quick ride from Albert Park to Port Melbourne, is it?
No, it's not a quick ride. No, so no. if you want to see us at the end of the day, we're going to Healesville and we'll be staying in Healesville.
How many kilometres is that for Albert Park?
It's roughly 100, I believe. It's meant to be 100 kilometres each day.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
So up into the hills and...
Yeah, and it's not flat.
No.
Tell us about riding up hills.
It needs a lot of training and just general strength to maintain, because it is a continual uphill ride. I've done a number of different long distance rides, and halfway through, sometimes you just want to get off and or turn around and ride back the other way, but you keep going and you get there, and it's the sense of achievement and relief when you do get to the top is really something.
Well, it's a bit like if you drop a chain and you actually have to get off, you have to start again, and you've got to find the hill and start and get back up there again. So it's a bit like life, isn't it? You know, we're constantly getting off, regrouping and taking off again.
Yeah. So talk more about the physical and mental fitness that you're training for, because it's not just about riding a bike. You've just said that, and Greg's alluded to that as well. It's a struggle, and it's 100 kilometres of struggle.
Yeah, so there's going to be a mix of cycling strengths and abilities on the day with all the other Victorians that are doing the ride with us. And, yeah, so getting through the distance.
I guess a lot of it comes down to, when you're going up the hill and you're like, I'm halfway, I just want to stop and go back. You've just got to push yourself and go, I've just got to keep going. I mean, we were talking about this on the weekend where we're like, you know, I've just got to get to that tree, and then it's only a little bit further than that, and then you get to the tree and you go, well, you know, I've only got to get to that fence post, and it's just a little bit after that. And it's really, it's just really...
What about talking to each other? Do you encourage each other when you're going through this? Do you get to 50 kilometres and someone has to take the lead, or someone has to stand back with the whistle and the taser?
I do love a
Brent's
chat.
Got the taser.
I do love a chat, and I have been the one on the different rides talking and encouraging and just chatting about anything and nothing. But going up the hill when you're halfway up and you're puffing and you're concentrating on the ride, sometimes the talking stops and... Yeah.
It's actually kind of good, because if one person in the team is really struggling, like the other weekend we went out for a ride and I was shot off far ahead of everyone, and I was like, oh, where is everyone? I looked back behind me and there was no one there. so then I
was
just...
it because of bugs in the teeth? Tell me about the bugs in the teeth. And be honest. Is it a high protein?
I've swallowed my fair share of bugs while cycling.
Yeah. It's a hazard of the occupation. You do get very muddy, actually. I was surprised at how muddy I got.
But it's great for the skin.
There's an upshot for everything.
Now, part of our show, we've had people from Destination Melbourne, we've looked overseas, but we've also looked in our own backyards and explored fabulous places to see and do. Have you discovered parts of Melbourne or parts of Victoria that you didn't know existed through your rides and through your training?
Well, last weekend was a good example. Andrew took us to the Warburton Trail, an old rail trail, and I'd heard of it and never been there. And I was thoroughly delighted in the green, the leafiness of it all. Just that area, I hadn't been up there. It's not on the pushbike, and so seeing that was something new, and we had a nice brunch in this old train carriage, this old 1930s train carriage, I think it was.
Oh, it was so fabulous. It
in
was
Seville.
It was really cool. 1930s, only decommissioned in the year 2000.
It was brought it was brought over from Adelaide to Melbourne.
Oh, exotic.
It's actually,
that's nearly foreign, right?
Well, yes. Yeah. It's actually really cool. And you do get to see something new every time that you go on a journey. And sometimes, like, another example was 2 weeks ago, we went on a ride, and the house where we live, or the house where I live with Brent, is quite close to a bike track. And I had only ever taken the bike track, you know, down to the shops to get some bread and back, and then for most of our big rides we'd go on a bigger trail or somewhere that we know where it goes. So I didn't really know where this trail went, and one morning Brent and I were like, well, how about we go for a ride, and we just like jumped on the trail that's near our house and just kept riding, and it was amazing. Actually, we discovered this whole lovely leafy oasis,
and part of the trail was along this a creek, for want of a better word. It's a drain, I think, even a drain, but it was very different.
It was so beautiful because it's part of town that, like, most people, if you never get out of your car and go and experience these things, you just, like, you wouldn't know that it's there. And you get to see all these heritage trails that are all very well signposted, lots of history, and lots of places that you would never, ever think to look. And you've only discovered it because you started, you took that first step. We also sometimes you come across things that surprise you. Like the other day, we were riding along this trail and it came to a road crossing, and we were about to cross the road and looked up the street. There's a house being auctioned, and so as a lovely little detour, we stopped and we watched the auction, and I was like, well, I've never seen a house auction before. I got to experience that. So you do get to experience the most surprising things, and they might just seem so little at the time, but then on reflection, it's all part of, I guess it's like the nuances of the art form of riding and just getting
out
there.
The rich tapestry of cycling.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, that's Andrew Wheatland. Andrew with Brent, Craig and Ben are cycling for cancer. And they're
raise money.
To raise money.
To fight cancer.
Yeah. Cheeky buggers.
Joy 94.9.
You're with Greg and Mark on Detours, Joy 94.9, and we are talking about the Lycra Loving team. If you want to SMS your support in, get us on 0427 Joy 949 or phone 1300 Joy 949, or you can send an email to onair@joy.org.au, and we will make sure that gets to the guys. I'd love to hear from you, and hopefully you're too busy to reach out to us because you're listening in and logging on to donate. We listened to Bicycle Race earlier. That was by Queen. Now we've got another song, and this song is strategically placed in the middle of the day. It's for Claire, and it's all about getting in your ear and staying there all day. Listen, breathe deep, and enjoy.
Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
And you're here on Detours with Greg and Mark, and our special today talking about the Lycra Loving Team, fabulous four guys raising money for cancer, or to tackle cancer.
You've got to get that right. It's controversial, Greg.
It is. Now we're going to talk a bit more with them in this next part, talking about some of their passions that they do, their collections, things they do, and I want to know, how do you keep your hair in place when you've been cycling with a helmet? You're here on Joy 94.9.
What do you eat and drink while you're cycling 100Ks? You can't go on an empty stomach.
Well, speaking of myself, I eat a lot of sugar.
Brent eats everything. And in fact, we took a whole box of muesli bars last weekend. And I think I got one. Brent had the rest.
Very good.
Which I had one, yes.
Which is fairly much how it goes. But no, I would start the day just with like some Weet-Bix or some porridge, you know, something that is pretty solid. And then we usually stop for a latte, as I think everybody has seen cyclists do.
And of course, every cyclist loves their bananas. So we had lots of bananas on the day too.
And sultanas.
And sultanas. So yeah, fruit that's food and fruit that's easy to eat along the way. That is.
So you take a fanny pack and you stuff it full of
and then your water on the bike. Yeah, we have water bottles on the bikes. Yeah, and that day I didn't drink a lot, but other days I've gone through, you know, liters and liters of water riding, so you get hot.
Have you had that phenomenon, Craig, where you've had to look after one of your mates in the team when he's a bit flat, getting hunger flats, getting thirst flats?
No, I haven't actually. We've usually been pretty good in keeping ourselves quiet.
I'm the one with the lollies in the back pocket, ready to hand them out on a. As soon as I look at someone and they're
come here, little boy,
trailing.
We're not priests. Come on,
trailing behind. Yes, I'm the one with the lollies in the back and handing them out to get people up the hill if they. Trailing, yeah.
Brent's actually so good. I should probably say now, he's like the mother hen of the group. He's so great. He brings lollies, he brings food, and there's been a couple of times when I've been just not performing or not, you know, just being a bit down about things, and, you know, we have a good chat and stop for some food or stop for a drink, and yeah.
I've done a lot of cycling over the years, and unlike a normal work day where you get up and you have your three meals a day, on the push bike, if you're doing more than a couple of hours cycling, you need to be fueling the engine, so to say, constantly putting food in all the time, and yeah, just like I said, the fruits, the things that are easy to eat on the way, you don't have to stop, you can just keep riding, take it out of your pocket and just keep riding and eating.
Talk to us again, and this is very much so for the listeners who are sitting there with bated breath trying to work out how to support you on Saturday, October the 27th or the 28th on your homebound journey, where you basically sit on the bike and go downhill. So
we're hoping this will be a lot of downhill
support
rides.
You much then. Yes. But on Saturday, when you're going uphill,
up the hill to Hillville,
from going to lycralovingteam.org.au and pledging some money, and we're hoping that all Joy listeners will do that as soon as they have joined Joy, if they haven't already become members. How else can they support you during this day? What else can they do for you apart from getting in their barina and beeping behind you?
Well, one thing that would really help support us for the day is if you do have a bit of a story, let us know about your story, about how you've been touched by cancer. It will help us to kind of like keep inspired during those times, especially on the first day when it's all uphill, to kind of remember why we're actually putting ourselves through this. That would be great.
Do you know, there's a good way of doing that. detours@joy.org.au, and we'll devote our email chain to you during the course of your ride, and we'll pass on any messages that come through our show from people listening today.
Let's hear from people right now. Let's see if we can get some voices out to you right away. And let's do that again, but properly. And I forgot what the email address is.
Well, it's detours@joy.org.au.
Let's do that. Sorry, can you start again?
That's all right. Let's devote let's get behind these guys and devote a lot of discussion, a lot of community activity, a lot of joy, fun about supporting these men on their ride. And you can do that through detours at joy.org.au. And we'll pass those messages of encouragement and support on, and maybe even also encourage them to come back and sponsor you guys too.
And also, if you've got stories, personal stories about how cancer's affected your life, or if you've also done something similar, help raise money for a fabulous organisation like the Peter Mac, let us know. Get onto us right now, or you can SMS us on 1300.
Joy949.
Thank you.
Now, you're on Detours with Mark and Greg, and our guests are the four guys, three here, one absent friend from the Like a Loving team that are riding to conquer cancer in 2012. Part of what forms us, guys, is our experiences, our travel experiences, our journeys, the people we meet.
We're in a home, listeners, and this is a pre-recorded interview, and we are sitting next to a bookshelf that is full to the brim of souvenirs from foreign travels. And I know by the fact that some of them are in better places than others, that there are better stories than others that are attached to these. And talk us through, especially things with feathers on them.
Well, the feathers thing is Brent's.
That was just a mask from one of a masquerade party I'd been to. There's actually two, so I went with a red and a red and a black and white one we had for the night.
Were they the accessories, or were they the complete uniform at the masquerade party?
That was the whole costume.
They are like for love, and I'm sure there was a couple of grams of material somewhere.
My favourite actual story, I guess, I'll just grab it off the shelf. This is a souvenir from my first trip to China.
What is it?
I'm not sure what animal it is. I think it's a bison kind of shape, and it has some Chinese characters inscribed on both sides. And I've actually never seen anything like it before, and that's why I bought it. But the story behind this is it was the first time that I'd been to China. I was there on holidays with my then partner, and I was actually on a path of destruction to not buy useless souvenirs.
And look what you got.
And so I came back with a sculpture.
But it's a very interesting and attractive piece.
I really like it.
How would you describe it to our listeners?
So I would describe it as
ellipsoid.
Yes, it's rounded. It's very, very feminine form. And it looks like it reminds me of the sun rising over the mountains. Mm. And I think that's why I like it so much, because I did grow up in the outer eastern suburbs. It's got hills.
The land of the rising sun.
Land of the rising sun. And I thought, well, that's kind of cool. And the other thing that it has is that because it is in the shape of a bison, that's a work animal. And I use it as a bit of a reminder that if you work hard, then good things will come to you. So I have no idea what the inscriptions on the sides say, but that's just my interpretation of what maybe those characters mean.
That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. And what about your favourite travel souvenir? Not to put you on the spot, but we're putting you on the spot.
They're all mine.
Yeah. I have collections of other things which aren't exactly from my travels, but I do travel around Melbourne picking them up. I collect a lot of old computer gear.
Old computer gear makes you sound freaky. You collect design pieces.
Design pieces from the 20th century.
Exactly, and real pivotal moments of history. And talk us about where you got all these amazing Apple original products and Game Boys, and what a fascinating collection. And this can't have all come just from Q. Surely,
no,
this
I've got a bit of everything. It all started back in when I was 12. I won a radio, a Bakelite radio from 1939, and that started my radio collection. And then along the way, I've collected different radios from the 70s, Tootaloops and Panasonic Panipets. Andrew's just passing me a radio now, this Panipet, the radio from the 70s aimed aimed for boys. They could hang them from the ceiling. And you've got these radios in five different colours, and they could be hung up on the ceiling.
That's a Japanese thing, isn't it?
Yeah. And for the girls, they had these radios called Tootaloops, and they could be worn on the arm as a bangle. And so the girls could walk down the street with them. So I had these radios for the two different markets. And I just think as a design piece, they look great just sitting there. And
they're outstanding. So how did you collect all these things? On a bike?
I have actually. I was riding with Andrew ages ago up in the Alinda Hills or something, and went through a junk market. It was an antique shop, and there was an old Apple computer from 1982, and I didn't have that one in my collection, and I bought it. I think I brought the disk drive home in the bag at the time, and I had to arrange transport for the bigger bulkier items. But yeah, I've collected some things and things on the bike along the way.
And he even gets his friends to collect things for him when he's not available.
Oh, my other radios.
Some of his other transistor radios, his very good friends, looked after for him and purchased for him while he was sick.
I think I donated a few Game Boys to your collection, didn't I?
Craig, thank you for segueing. I've got a question for you, and it's burning. We were talking before we were recording about how you avoid helmet hair. What's your technique going to be for the 200-kilometre race?
I think a lot of product.
Has the shop managed to restock their supplies yet? Or?
No.
No, I didn't.
No, I think I contacted the warehouse directly.
Warehouse.
You're doing people do food drops. You're doing a hair product drop.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
But I must say, Craig, you always do have the most fabulous hair when we go riding. And it was just last weekend that I said, "Hey, that looks really awesome. What have you done?" And you're like, "Oh, I just didn't do anything to it from last night. It's actually
it was so much product.
It actually just stays like this all the time."
It was very flock of seagulls at the time, I think.
Yep.
Yes.
So very windswept and exotic.
Yes.
Oh, very good. I've been
around the world. Hi, we're Aqua. We've been around the world and nothing gets us excited like detours on Joy 94.9.
This is a big brew. Dig in and
find a way.
Up to you.
No. I want someone else to make an absolute fool of themselves first.
You're on Detours with Greg and Mark, Joy 94.9.
And that was you and the Brie.
Yeah.
What was your fear about Brie, baked Brie, sitting in a queue lounge room while we interviewed these guys?
It wasn't really a fear, I don't think, per se. I don't know. I don't recall that moment overly clearly. But thankfully, you recorded it, and now it belongs to the ages.
It's there for posterity. Yeah. Now, this next
debris.
Part, we talk about some of the stuff that motivates these guys while they get through their training. You're on Detours with Mark and Greg, and our guests this week are the Lycra Loving Team.
Is there a reason that our city is such a dear group to you? You were mentioning a few things earlier. Tell us more about who Owl City is and why you enjoy their music.
Well, Owl City is essentially this one guy who I think he lives in Canada or
is
Northern
he an owl?
America. No, but he's he allegedly, from what I've read, is an insomniac, so hence the name. But I discovered him when I was looking for some music. I actually volunteer on Joy on the Spirit Lounge, and I was looking for some music that we could play that's, you know, mainstream sounding but done by a Christian artist kind of thing. And I actually got really excited when I came across his album, because I'd heard he's had a couple big songs, and I'd heard them and I was like, oh, you know, they're all right. But it moved me to go and buy his whole album. And he's actually got some really, really nice stuff on there. But the thing that I really like about his music is that it follows a bit of a story. Like, each of his songs is a little story and a little reflection. Like, the lyrics are incredibly important in his music. So that's why I like to play it. And it's also very easy on the ears.
And that's Brent's other bell.
You're so noisy. Calm down.
This is why we don't have nice names.
So we're going to listen to some more music from right now. And Owl City is one of your favourites. Not our city, like Melbourne is our city. It's got a name for a reason. Tell us about that.
So Owl City, because the artist is insomniac. So I guess stays up quite a lot at nighttime, similar to an owl. And I actually stumbled across his music when I was looking for some tracks that I could use on my show on Joy, The Spirit Lounge. And his music is great. It's very upbeat. And he has a lot of lyrics that tell a bit of a story and a bit of his journey. And I think it encouraged... I'm a great person for encouraging music that reflects. So every time that I listen to one of his tracks, I think about, you know, how is that reflecting something in my life?
Well, let's get that on now, Greg. Let's listen to Owl City.
We were alone on the road, driving faster, so far from home. We were chasing disaster. Horn on the gas till the car caught on fire. We had to laugh as the smoke.
Miss any of your favourite shows? Check out our podcast on the Joy website, joy.org.au.
You're on Joy 94.9, and springing into the studio, we have Mr. Pete Dillon. So what's cooking, good looking?
Oh, look, today I just decided I'd do what I feel like. There's no theme. Absolutely.
So you're freestyling.
No,
are you wearing underwear?
I am freestyling today, not freeballing. Because today is a... Well, look, it's going to
wash your hands.
It is going to get out. It's my birthday, so I'm doing a show full of stuff that I want to do. The guys from Virginia Plain, I'm going to chat to Pete Evans, and we're going to do a cross to Bake Off over at DT's to get a description of some of the very beautiful cakes.
Cake time.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
You can't just do an event like this, shut the door, bank the money, hope everything goes well with the relatives you have that are inflicted by cancer. What is there after this for you guys?
Well, the short term is that the cycling continues. It's a health, well-being and...
fitness.
Yeah, health, fitness and just frame of mind. So that's something that can continue into life. And I'm sure the ride will be back next year, and I'll probably be one of the first signing up to... try and beat my target from this year and raise more money and get out there again, because I've been lucky with my very close family. I've not been touched by cancer, so I'm doing this for the many people out there that have. So
just remind our teammates quickly how they can help support you.
Donations to our teams
from lycra11team.org.au,
and you can see the website and click on the link through Detours on Facebook. And we'll make sure that that is up and ready for people to click on so they can go straight through. It is lycra11, without a G, team.org.au, which is a fantastic thing to do.
And our team, our site that we've got for collecting donations for our team is the lycra11team.org.au.
Mark, that was a fantastic interview with the guys.
Yeah,
and it's
amazing.
Been a pleasure. And we'll see you next week, won't we?
Yeah, we'll see you next week. And wish all Joy listeners a wonderful, sunny, beautiful Saturday.
Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Get more of the fresh new sounds from around the world. Joy 94.9.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.